You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. From the moment Donald Trump announced his candidacy for president, he threw down the gauntlet.
The U.S. has become a dumping ground for everybody else's problems. When Mexico sends its people, they're not sending their best. They're sending people that have lots of problems.
Well, as we know, undocumented immigrants have been in the national spotlight as ICE makes arrests and deports them. What is that like for these immigrants in their homes with their families? The new film Lourdes by director Anthony Collings seeks to answer that question. Collings was a correspondent for CNN for 16 years. Before that, a foreign correspondent for the Associated Press. And these days, he's a lecturer in communication studies at the University of Michigan. Tony, welcome. It's good to have you here.
It's great to be here.
So your film introduces us to Lourdes Salazar Bautista and her struggle to keep from being deported back to Mexico. Why was her story the one you felt was worth telling in your film?
So I was impressed by the fact that there are 11 million undocumented immigrants in the United States, and I want to tell the story of one of them. A lot of them don't want to appear on camera, understandably. They're very shy about the danger of being caught and deported. So I asked immigrant support groups, you know, is there somebody you know who would be willing? And they said, oh yes, Lourdes, definitely, because she wants publicity. She wants attention to her case, and she fought deportation for years.
Very publicly, which we follow in your film. So she first came to this country on a tourist visa in 1997. Why did she overstay that visa?
She came here for a better life for her children. She actually gave birth to her three children here in Ann Arbor. They are U.S. citizens. And that's what she told me, you know, that my goal was a better life for them.
And her husband, Luis, came undocumented. He came, slipped into this country, and was deported in 2010.
Yeah, they worked out an arrangement with the government. She was arrested. Lourdes was arrested at her home and taken away in handcuffs in front of her children, which was traumatic for them. And then she was held for 23 days at a jail in Battle Creek. Then they worked out a deal that she could be released, but her husband had to leave the country.
And he did. But the next year, 2011, ICE came for her again.
ICE came for her, and she fought it, and she had a lot of support from the community here in Ann Arbor, and she was able to get the support of the city council and churches and immigrant support groups. And year after year, she was able to postpone her deportation until Trump became president.
But it is worth noting her husband was deported, and ICE was ready to deport her in 2011, and this was under the Obama administration, because sometimes I think people forget it didn't just all begin with Donald Trump's election.
That's right.
But when he was elected, how did things change?
So ICE became more aggressive and began deporting more people. And I think statistics show that there's been a tripling of deportations under Trump compared to Obama.
And what we really see through your film is as Lourdes shows up for her scheduled check-ins with ICE, she had a growing sense that it could be any time. And so the question is, do I not go to my check-in, or do I go and perhaps be put directly on a plane?
That's right.
And the effect through the entire family is really, really powerful, the way you show it.
That was one of the things I wanted to show. What does it mean to be undocumented and afraid of deportation? And what does it mean, especially for the children? I know from talking to her oldest daughter, Pamela, that she had serious psychological problems. She talked about being in therapy, having trouble at school. And also her sister, Lulis, has had important issues involving her emotional stability and difficulties at school. And then they have a son. Brian was able to visit his father in the summer in Mexico, but he said it was very painful to have to leave.
In fact, let's take a listen to a clip from your film, Lourdes. This is Pamela, the oldest child, and she's talking about what it was like when her father was deported in 2010.
My dad isn't here to see me go to, like, he wasn't there when I started high school. He wasn't there when I finished middle school. He wasn't at my middle school graduation. He wasn't at my high school graduation. It's something really sad, and I guess I don't really know how I've been coping with it.
And I know this young woman is a student at Michigan State University right now, but boy, you really see how all of this lands very, very squarely on her shoulders, doesn't it?
Yes. And she's also very concerned about her sister, Lulis. When Lourdes was deported, she took all three children with her. The eldest, Pamela, was just there for a week and then came back here to Michigan because of being at Michigan State. Lulis, her sister, was in Mexico for 1 year and then decided that she really needed to come back. So she's now back here, and her sister is able to watch over her here.
You know, there are those, Tony, who are going to look at this story and they're going to say, look, they rolled the dice. Lourdes and her husband, they chose to break immigration law. He entered illegally. She chose to overstay her tourist visa. So they broke the law, and there are consequences for doing that. How do you answer that?
So technically, she didn't break the law. She entered legally with a visa. She overstayed the visa. That's a civil infraction. It's not a crime. But yes, he did commit a crime by entering illegally. My feeling is that this is a problem that we need to deal with. There are 11 million people here. We can't deport all of them. Congress needs to act. They can't just keep avoiding a decision. There needs to be some kind of path to legal status, either citizenship or permanent residence, something, rather than breaking up families. And it causes a tremendous toll on the individual immigrant, on her family, and on us as a society.
Because just saying, follow the rules, doesn't address the fact that the rules are broken?
Yeah. And I think it's a question of priorities. You know, there are people who have come here without documentation and then committed serious crimes. I think those people, you know, if you're going to deport anybody, those are the people to deport. But Lourdes did not commit any crimes. She was a wonderful contributor to the community here. In fact, she helped run an after-school program at the library for the children of immigrants. And everyone who met her loved her. One of her friends said she's everyone's favorite aunt.
And I know that her story, it's clear there was a huge amount of support in the Ann Arbor community for her. And I know you're working on a second documentary, Immigrants in Michigan. What do you want to explore in that?
So I'm looking at other families, some more Latinos, but also Chaldeans here in Michigan. And I did interview a Chaldean man in prison after a number of Chaldeans were rounded up last year. And he was actually weeping during the interview because he was so distraught and so worried about the danger to him if he were sent back to Iraq, where his life would be in danger. Fortunately, he was later released on the orders of a judge.
Well, certainly your film, Lourdes, comes at a very timely moment as we think of images that we have just seen this very week of mothers and children being tear gassed at the Tijuana border by U.S. agents. And you'll be screening Lourdes at the Ann Arbor Downtown Library at 6:30 p.m. tomorrow evening. And we want you to know, all of you, that we put a link to his film at the stateside page at michiganradio.org. So it is there for you to watch this story of Lourdes. What do you hope people will take away from your film, Anthony?
What I really want is for people to have a deeper understanding of what it's like to be an undocumented immigrant and in fear of deportation. And I'm hoping that it'll spark a debate. You know, what should we do? We can't just leave this, undecided. We need to do something to show compassion to these people at the same time, obviously enforcing the law as much as possible on the border.
It's a powerful film, Lourdes, by Anthony Collings. And we want to thank you so much for being with us to share your work.
Thank you.